This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 297 for Tuesday, March 8th. Ice canola futures continued to climb on Tuesday morning, with the nearby May contract and others hitting new highs. The May canola contract jumps $20.70 at $1,117.90 per ton. The July contract gains $16.40 at $1,086.10 per ton, while new crop November rises $6.30 at $908.90. Support for canola is coming from more strong upticks in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. However, Malaysian palm oil is lower. The Canadian dollar is weaker on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 77.71 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 78.29. There are more spikes in global crude oil prices, especially on news that the United States may ban Russian imports of oil as early as today. Meanwhile, China is advocating that toughening sanctions against Russia will slow down the global economy. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says there are three private sales. One is for 193,000 tons of hard red spring wheat to the Philippines. Another is for 132,000 tons of soybeans to China. And there's 126,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. The USDA will release its next supply and demand report tomorrow at 11 Central. Expectations are for reduced ending stocks for U.S. soybeans, corn, and wheat. In Brazil, the soybean harvest is reported to be just over the halfway point. Brazil's forced corn crop is estimated to be 45% combined, and the planting of the second corn crop is said to be 70% in the ground. In Australia, heavy rains continued to cause widespread flooding throughout much of the country's east and wiping out a number of crops. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Tuesday morning. The May contract jumps 27.5 cents at $16.87 per bushel. May soy oil rises 1.14 cents at 75.36 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal gains $13.20 at $4.71.90 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher this morning. The May contract is up 2 cents at $7.52.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the May contract increasing 6 cents at $6.48. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker, as Chicago May falls back 30 cents at $12.64. Kansas City May tumbles 60 cents at $11.92. And Minneapolis May sheds 48 cents at $11.46. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, March 8th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.